That happened when I was in junior high. So I was attending Roxborough Junior High. And I oftentimes either walked or rode my bike. I oftentimes rode my bike from Delwood to Roxborough. So I stopped in. The place was absolutely packed in ways that no fire marshal today would allow. So I did walk down the little hallway past the clergy room and was just sort of in that corner. That's as close as I could get because it was jammed all the way back to that corner. There were people in the, sitting in the center aisle. I mean, it was just absolutely jammed. So I was able to see sort of off, you know, he was already speaking. And I don't remember, but I stayed for the rest of his talk. And I saw sort of the side and from somewhat over his shoulder look. He stood in the center of the steps. He didn't speak from the pulpit. And so I could see him. So yes, I was there for part of it. And it did strike me as very, this is important. I mean, just the fact that this many people are here was an important and very impressive type of thing. You know, and I'm 14. So a combination of where he was in his development or his career and his impact, it certainly was, you know, well-established. I mean, he was a well-established, important person in the civil rights movement, and I probably knew that generally more than specifically. So is it important enough to think that I'm going to sort of see what I can see. It was August when he had his famous I Have a Dream speech, so which made him even more of a publicly noticed, I mean, to the broader range that might even take in this little white suburban 14-year-old, into the awareness. But no, I knew it was special. I knew it was important.